MMH, the home of rock radio.
Today at MMH Radio, I'm interviewing Flex Bison to talk about the band in Birmingham and the festival.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. How was your set earlier?
Enjoyable, man.
It was good. It was a 40-minute set, so we played Doom Stoner in Sheffield a few months ago, and we had a little bit longer, but and it's a bit more catered to our style of playing, but it was good, man. We had a good crowd.
Yeah, it was good, man.
And it's good to play in Birmingham, the home of heavy metal.
it's good. We enjoyed it.
It's good, man. Yeah. Excellent.
I've been to it. Did you see any of the bands on the bill?
We haven't really had a chance. The band who came on before us were... Ashbourne.
We caught a little bit of Ashbourne.
Had points at that point, then they had a good crowd going, man. Banners and shit. And I was like, man, we ain't got any banners.
No, we need some banners. We was hoping to catch King Corpse and Skull Fox. But we didn't get a chance. We ran out of fucking time. It's been a crazy weekend. So we got here, set up and went up. So we missed it.
Yeah.
Well, how long have the three of you known each other in Flex Bison?
She's got to be getting on for 20 years.
Paul's drums, I'm bass. We've known each other about 25 years, and then Dave, singer and guitarist, has been playing blues gigs and all kinds. He's a blues guitarist by trade, but he's kind of known him for about 20 years as well.
So we all went to school together. We've all been jamming in bands from school and stuff. We've had different projects going on. Long time.
It's been a long time coming, to be fair.
What made you settle on Flex Bison as a name?
Because it's absolutely fucking ridiculous and it means fuck all. I don't really know.
I think Dave had a regular MC name. If it was going to be a regular MC, it was going to be Flex Bison.
Yeah.
And then we had the name and then we realised it's actually an IT programming language, which we didn't realise until after we'd kind of made a bit of a name for ourselves.
Yeah, it was already out there.
So Flex Bison is just kind of, I don't know, it's got a bit of a ring to it. We went to like 200 fucking names.
We had a big list of names, and every time we got pissed, we get these ridiculous names, and we thought they were good, but the next day they were fucking shit.
Flex Bison
was ridiculous at the time, and probably still is, but we've settled on it now, so that is what it is.
Had a ring to it,
Kind of suits us weirdly, I don't know what. But.
What band are you listening to these days?
Your forte in the minute.
These days, fucking hell, still shitloads of black metal, death metal. Bethlehem, we listen to a lot. Still listen to shitloads of Dark Throne, loads of old school stuff, Motorhead. Black Sabbath, obviously. We've got some Judas Priest, shit like that, classic stuff. Yeah, loads of black metal. Yeah,
go on.
I mean, I think, all the same really, like influence wise, listen to a lot of metal, but take a lot of other stuff, I'm into a lot of hip hop, all kinds of music really, so kind of.
Pat Benatar. I've been listening to lately, I'm a driver, that's what I do for a living, so I listen to a lot of Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
We might even do a cover of Pat Benatar.
I'll talk for a cover of Pat Benatar, it's coming, it's going to be rowdy. It's going to be rowdy ass. Wait for that.
Yeah. So, loads of different shit, man. Yeah, loads of doing, loads of stone and stuff. Loads of punk as well, Discharge. Okay, just shit like that. Old school stuff that we grew up with, really.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Pardon me.
Well, when you write your songs, you kind of jam it all out, or does one of you bring in a riff and you do it that way?
Dave kind of takes the lead with the writing of the riffs. So generally, Dave will have like a structure in mind for a song. He'll bring it to the table, Paul will put his drums to it, and then we'll change the whole thing around because I'll be like, man, that doesn't work, this doesn't work. And we're kind of, so it starts with the basis that Dave kind of makes, and then we all put our input in, don't we really? Make it a bit more.
Nowadays, well, it's got slightly different as well. When Mike joined the band this time, he's been in band with us for years, but Flex Bison was originally going to be a two-piece, it was just me and Dave. And then we realised playing live, we needed the bass guitarist as well. So the writing style has changed a little bit. It used to be just me and him, obviously, but now Mike's involved. You know, we'll write our little bits, Mike will bring his to the table. Just go with that. It flows pretty easily, to be honest. It's, I don't know, it just comes out, whatever we come out with, fucking abuse it, but it's heavy. Let's go with it.
Yeah.
Cool. I think we're kind of trying to shape the sound a little bit now, so we kind of, I think when it first started out, it was quite, had a bit more of a kind of coffin-y vibe, didn't it? Like, and a bit of
pop. Yeah, it still will, to be honest. We never really settled on a sound. We were never like, we wanted to sound like this. And when we get pushed in this stone and doom kind of category, which I don't know if we are, we might be, I don't know. But
Never intended for that.
We never intended that, and we're never going to stick to a formula that anyway. If we want to do a fucking thrash song, we'll fucking make one, you know. Yeah. So that's it. There's loads of punk in there, loads of thrash, loads of old school. I've had Slayers in there, Maidens in there, so just do it in our way.
Yeah. What are your plans for the year? What are you hoping to achieve for 2020?
We've got a few things in line, so we want to try and keep gigging, man, because, you know, we play a lot up north, up in Bradford and around that neck of the woods, and we get a good following up there, which is nice. But, we're going to do some recording.
Yeah, recording's mainly, really. We need to get some stuff out there, you know. Yeah. We haven't really got that much material out there in the minute, so we're looking at that.
We've got an EP on Bandcamp called Heavy Rock and Roll Volume 1. Yeah, we've got a couple of new singles, so we've got Meridian, the new single, on Bandcamp at the minute, which is going down well. It's all on there with Amy Price, so get on there.
Basically,
you have it for free, but I could do it with a few quid, to be fair. So if you like it, drop us a few quid for it.
It's just recordings, really. Yeah. We'll play gigs when they come our way, and then we're just really focusing on recordings now. Trying to find a studio we can go into and at least track the drums. A lot of the recordings we do anyway, we record ourselves. So Dave will do that side of it, but if we get somewhere and get the drums done, you know, we'll get some new stuff. But we got loads of tracks ready to go anyway, probably an album's worth now, so.
Yeah, man. We're playing with Master Charger and Slump and...
Yes.
Shutdown. Yeah. April at Scruffy Murphy's, so if any Brummies are out there, come and check us out on the 4th of April.
Forward to that one.
Love that one. So, yeah.
That sounds like a good gig. I might go to that.
You know what? You should definitely
show up.
Be quiet with that, yeah.
Yeah, certainly would. Oh, cool.
Yeah, man.
Let's kind of wrap this up with some quick questions. So, put together a tour. You can tour with any bands, but you're on second out of three. So, who's going to go on after you? Who's going on before you?
I'm going to go first on this, because we're going to talk about unsigned bands, right? Well, not unsigned bands, but
any bands at all.
Any band, yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm still going to go with this. So I'm going to go with Yub headlining, because I saw Yub back in 2015 or something like that, and they took my face out. It was amazing. But with them, I want to play with Beggar. So Beggar are a band from London.
Yeah.
And we played with them at Mother's Studio in Digbeth a few months ago, and they blew my fucking mind. Such a good band.
They're really good, yeah.
Just being signed to APF Records, man. Sound lads as well, but they're underrated by far, so that's my choice. Yub and Beggar.
To headline, who's opening up?
What's
Beggar? We've got to go on second, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Beggar, if you're listening, sorry lads, you're going on first, but then split to us and then Yub are coming on, yeah. What about you, man?
Fucking hell, for a headline.
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive?
Either.
You can have anyone.
Yeah. Fuck,
I'll probably have... I'd like to play with Coffins. Absolutely. I don't know where they'd go on that, on the bill. Maybe first, although they probably should go on after us. And fucking Slayer. Headlining.
Yeah, man.
Come on, man.
No, fucking Ringo said Slayer.
Yeah, fucking Slayer, man. My favourite band, so yeah. For doing that, Slayer at headline. Yeah.
With Hanuman.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah.
And Lombard.
Of course.
Old school original Slayer. Yeah.
What's your drink of choice?
I'm a bourbon all day long, although I'm drinking a beer right now, but I'm at the Academy, so, you know, £6.50 a pint. But,
there you go.
Bourbon all day long for me.
I'll have a Guinness all day long. Although I'm not drinking one now. But then they fucking got it down, so I'm drinking a shitty Carlsberg, but yeah, there we go. Guinness.
You could bring in a famous guitarist to play a guitar solo on your next track. Who'd you bring?
Do you know what? I'm going to mix it up a bit there, because it wouldn't be a metal guitarist. I've had someone like Stevie Ray Vaughan, or someone like someone with just something different going on, but with natural feel and ability, like it could probably mould into anything. So I'm going to go with SRV, man.
I've got to go with something that probably everybody says in the fucking interview if you ask that question. Tony Iommi, man.
MMH,
the home of rock radio.